You are listening to the audio production of Cultivating Biblical Godliness for Men, 5 Books in 1, by Joel R. Beakey, Ryan McGraw, Michael A. G. Haken, and Mary Beakey. Published by One Audiobooks. This book was originally published by Reformation Heritage Books and is read by David Cochran Heath and Sarah Zimmerman. How Should Men Lead Their Families? By Joel R. Beakey. Read by David Cochran Heath. How Should Men Lead Their Families? John Patton, 1824-1907, was a notable Presbyterian missionary to people in the islands of the South Pacific. Though he was threatened with death, he preached faithfully to cannibals and was used by God for the conversion of many heathen, as well as to influence many other godly men to become missionaries. He faced enormous difficulties and sorrows, but persevered in the name of Christ. One way God prepared Patton for his work was through his father's example. Patton's father, James, worked in a shop in the family home in Scotland. James used a small room in the house as a prayer closet, and his regular visits to it deeply affected his son. John said, "Thither daily and oftentimes a day, generally after each meal, we saw our father retire and shut the door, and we children got to understand that prayers were being poured out there for us, as of old by the high priest within the veil of the Most High Place." The Patton children often sensed their father's fervency in pleading for them before the throne of grace. When John Patton left his home to study theology in Glasgow, he had to walk 40 miles to a train station. His father walked the first 6 miles with him. They spoke about the Lord, and his father gave counsel. For the last half mile they walked in silence, but James' lips moved in silent prayer for his son while tears streamed down his face. When they parted, the father grasped his son, saying, "God bless you, my son. May your father's God prosper you and keep you from all evil." Overcome, he could say no more, but his lips continued to move in prayer. Patton later wrote that as he walked the remainder of the distance, he vowed deeply and oft by the help of God to live and act so as never to grieve or dishonor such a father and mother as he had given him. Oh, to be a father like James Patton! Christian fathers long to impart spiritual good to their children, but how can we do that when we are so foolish, so weak, and so corrupt in our own sins? We can do it only by walking in the anointing of Jesus Christ. Office Bearers by Union with Christ. The Heidelberg Catechism, question 31, says Jesus is called the Christ because Christ means anointed, and he was ordained by God and anointed by the Spirit for his work as our prophet, priest, and king. What is perhaps more startling is the way the Catechism applies this to us in Christ. After asking, "But why art thou called a Christian?" question 32, the Catechism answers, "Because I am a member of Christ by faith, and thus am partaker of his anointing, that so I may confess his name, that is our prophetic anointing, and present myself a living sacrifice of thankfulness to him, that is our priestly anointing, and also that with a free and good conscience I may fight against sin and Satan in this life, and afterwards reign with him eternally over all creatures. That is our kingly anointing." Jesus is our mediator. He is our prophet to teach us, our priest to sacrifice, intercede, and bless us, and our king to rule and guide us. In union with him, we share his offices in a limited but important way. If Christ is not yet your living head, I beg you to be reconciled to God by trusting in Christ alone to save you. You who are in Christ, from the least to the greatest, are all office bearers by union with Christ. This office bearing has huge implications for leading our families. As God's ordained representatives to our wives and children, we should serve them as prophets, priests, and kings. The word father implies that we should be images of the Father of glory, whose brilliance shines fully in his Son. Similarly, if you bear the title husband, God calls you to bear the image of our heavenly husband, who loved his bride, the church, and laid down his life to make her holy. We are to reflect all three aspects of Christ's office-bearing to our family in our homes. Let us consider those roles to see how each
Sample complete. Ready to continue?